Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
What a great season. We get to say that every week. It's great to see all of you here today on our chilly, chilly Sunday morning in Chicago. We welcome all of you to St. James, whether you're joining us here in the church or via Zoom from all over the country. If you want to know more about what's happening at St. James, please visit us online at our webpage, www.stjameswabash.org. Today we're celebrating the fourth Sunday of Easter, and we encourage those of you here in the church to participate with humming and clapping, and we'll begin with the King of Love, so please rise.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus and the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit, be with you.
And with your spirit.
The fourth Sunday of Easter is always celebrated as Good Shepherd Sunday. We read from St. John chapter 10 every year, different verses from that chapter. And today we are reminded of our Good Shepherd leading us and guiding us and protecting us. Even as we're going through the valley of darkness, which is this pandemic. So let's place ourselves in God's presence today. Trust in the guidance, the love of God, as we ask to be filled with the blessings which God alone can give, the blessings of grace and mercy. I confess
to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary of the Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy, forgive our sin, bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Glory, glory to God in the highest.
And let us pray that that Holy Spirit of God will fill our minds and hearts with divine gifts. Let us pray that these Easter days will be times of grace and renewal. And let us pray that Jesus, our Good Shepherd, will lead us to those green pastures. Almighty ever-living God, lead us to share in the joys of heaven, so that the humble flock may reach where the brave shepherd has gone before, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said, "Leaders of the people and elders, if we are being examined today about a good deed done to a cripple, namely, by what means he was saved, then all of you and all the people of Israel should know that it was in the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. In his name, this man stands before you, healed. He is the stone rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved." The word of the Lord.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet, so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd, for whom the sheep is not his own, sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf gathers and scatters them. This is because he works for pay. He has no concern for the sheep. I am a good shepherd. I know mine, and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, I know the Father. I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also must be led. They will hear my voice. There will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one can take it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have the power to lay it down and the power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
There's a scene in the book Alice in Wonderland when Alice has been shrunk to 3 inches tall and she encounters a caterpillar. And the caterpillar says to her, "Who are you?" And Alice answers, "Well, I because I'm really not myself today. I've changed so much since this morning. You see?" "No, I don't see. Explain yourself." "Well, I can't really explain myself, sir, because I'm not myself, you know?" "I don't know." "Well, I can't say it any more clearly, sir, because it's not clear to me." "To you? Who are you?" The story goes on in its typical Alice in Wonderland way of all these confusions and misunderstandings. But it's a profound truth hidden in that little story, that how do we maintain our identity through all the changes that happen in our lives? Am I the same person at 70 that I was at 7? Those of us of a certain age know that our mind might think that we're one age, but our body definitely lets us know that we're not. I mean, you've passed a certain point in your life when you have a long interior conversation with yourself, whether it's really worth bending all the way down to the floor to pick up that sock that you dropped. St. John in the epistle today wants us to have a baseline of our identity, no matter what, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the changes. And he says, "See what love the Father has bestowed on us and letting us be called the children of God. Yet that is what we are." We are the children of God, whether we're losing or gaining teeth, whether our hair is coming in or falling out, whether our weight is going up or going down, whether we're being put in a stroller or using a walker. We are the children of God. And we are the children of God before we went to church. We're the children of God before we've said a prayer. We're the children of God before we kept a commandment. We're the children of God just in being who we are. That's what St. John says. We are the children of God now. Through all the changes, for richer, poor, sickness and health, the good times and in bad, we have our identity clear. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing to be a child of God, right? But there's one little hitch in being a child of God, because if you're a child of God, you're made for God. And you're not going to be satisfied until you are full of God's presence. As the great African bishop St. Augustine put us, "You have made us for yourself, our Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." The problem comes is that it's not always clear what that resting in God means. And so we have this tension that we live with. We know that who we are, what we are, is not enough. We know we're hungry for more, but what that more entails isn't obvious. And too frequently, we get skewed. I mean, why did Napoleon invade Russia? He wanted more conquests. Or on a personal level, why do Marriages break up. They want more out of the relationship. We're made for more. We know God is love, and yet we can look for love in all the wrong places, as the old country song puts it. So this is the tension that we live with. We're made for more, which God alone can give, and yet we can get off track. But there is some place where we can go to find out what our hearts are, in fact, yearning for. Well, not really some place, someone. And that someone is that Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd can tell us, if we heed his word, what really our hearts are searching for, even if we don't know it. We have an example of that, I think, in the gospel today when Jesus, as the Good Shepherd, says that there is meant in the plan of God for there to be one flock and one shepherd. So this is what we're hungry for. We're hungry for, we're yearning for, what we're seeking is greater unity. We need to discover, heeding the word of the Good Shepherd, that unity, that oneness, that belonging that we are in fact made for. And we have an obligation then to work to restore that unity in the face of any division, any separation, anything that keeps people apart. I think exhibit A of that is very clear in our current cultural context, where we find that we as a Christians have an obligation to work against the sin of slavery, which has infected our nation from its very beginning. Forgiveness, being forgiven and forgiving somehow or other, is part of that unity that we are being called to. But it's the constant Catholic tradition that when a harm has been done, reparation is required. It's in the Catechism. And so our job then, if we're going to find what we're made for, the more that we're hungry for, is to make sure that we're connecting with anyone who feels alone or isolated or alienated, so that they can join with us in discovering that we're all part of this great family of God, that we're all the children of God. And as Jesus says in the little farther along in that passage about the Good Shepherd, he says, you know, I lay down my life for the sheep. And that then maybe is a hint or a clue that we can take to heart if we want to find out what our hearts are in fact restless about, what we're hungry for, what we're seeking. It's to imitate that Good Shepherd in laying down our life and not thinking so much about ourselves. I mean, just imagine if you saw a hungry child, you'd feed it, right? If you saw a child who was lost, you'd give her directions. If you knew a child was sick, you would go to visit. Well, the Good Shepherd is telling us there isn't anyone out there who isn't a child of God, who deserves our care, our attention, our love, our compassion. We have to lay down our own agenda in interest of the deeper and wider life that we have in common. That is, in fact, what we're made for. So the Good Shepherd, I think, says to us today, are we going to get over our love of power and discover the power of love? With the power of love, we can heal those broken relationships. With the power of love, we can help a child to discover their great value and worth and dignity.
before God and God's people and the power of love. Our church can help to transform our community with the power of love. Our hearts, our restless hearts, can find peace. That's what it means to be a child of God. That's what we're hungry for. That's what God has made us to be. Amen. In the Easter season, it's most appropriate that we remember who we are, claimed and named by God at our baptism. And so let's use this occasion to renew now the vows of our own baptism, to remember that God has named us as part of the divine family. So we will respond to our baptismal promises by singing, "Certainly, Lord." Reject all sin.
Certainly, Lord.
Do you reject all evil?
Certainly, Lord.
Do you reject the devil?
Certainly, Lord. Certainly, 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 Lord. Certainly, 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 Lord.
Do you believe in God?
Certainly, Lord.
The Father Almighty?
Certainly, Lord.
The Creator of all that is?
Certainly, Lord.
Do you believe in Jesus?
Certainly, Lord.
God's only Son.
Certainly, Lord.
Who was born of Mary.
Certainly, Lord. Certainly, 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 Lord. Certainly, 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 Lord.
Do you believe Jesus died?
Certainly, Lord.
And he rose on Easter.
Certainly, Lord.
And he sits at God's right hand.
Certainly, Lord. Certainly, Lord. Certainly, 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 Lord.
Do you believe in the Spirit?
Certainly, Lord.
And God's holy church?
Certainly, Lord.
A communion of saints?
Certainly, Lord. Certainly, 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 Lord. Certainly, 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 Lord.
Do you believe in forgiveness?
Certainly, Lord.
And the resurrection?
Certainly, Lord.
And life everlasting?
Certainly, Lord. Certainly, 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 Lord. Certainly, 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 Lord.
This is our faith. This is the faith of the church. We are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus our Lord. Since we can't come to the font will come to you today as I bring you the sprinkling of our baptismal water.
Thank you.
the people of God, we're blessed in the knowledge and awareness of how close our God is to us. So with confidence then, we turn to the Lord today as we present our prayers and petitions.
For the church, that we may always look to Christ as the cornerstone of our faith, our world, and our lives, as we live out the gospel he preached, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For bishops and pastors and all who shepherd the church through the challenges and difficulties of the 21st century, that they may exercise good judgment and wisdom as they care for their flock, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For increased respect for all of God's creation, that we may treat the earth and all that is on it with love and care, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we may all be attentive to the voice of the Good Shepherd, calling us to be shepherds of the flock through ordained or lay ministry, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have wandered away from the flock, for those who have been hurt, for those who cannot find a way back, that they may come to know the Good Shepherd through our outreach and compassion, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have gone before us in faith, especially Maria Elena Barrera, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the prayers that we hold quietly in our hearts, for those named in our book of prayers, and for all the needs of our parish and community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hear all our prayers, Heavenly Father. We make them in the name of our risen Lord Jesus, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice from our hands, the praise and glory of God's name, for our good, the good of all the Holy Church.
Grant, we pray, O Lord, that we may always find delight in these Paschal mysteries, so that the renewal constantly at work within us may be the cause of our unending joy. Through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just. It is our duty and salvation at all times to acclaim you, O Lord. But in this time, above all, to laud you yet more gloriously when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. He never ceases to offer himself for us, but defends us and ever pleads our cause before you. He is the sacrificial victim who dies no more, the lamb once slain who lives forever. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. You never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you. By that same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, and let them become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For in the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread. Giving you thanks, he said a blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice. Giving his thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread, drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again, until you
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy, this living sacrifice. Look, we pray upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, her husband Saint Joseph, the blessed apostles Saint James, and all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, your servant Pope Francis, Cardinal Blaise, and the entire people you have gained for your own. And listen graciously to the prayers of this family that you've summoned before you today. and your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow upon the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church. And graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And may the peace of the risen Jesus be with each one of you.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a wave of peace.
Wave. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. The prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Just a reminder, as we come to communion, we keep social distancing and approach the sanitizer, and your hand will be sanitized, and then come to the altar.
Beyond my
And we pray. Look upon your flock, kind shepherd, and be pleased to settle in eternal pastures the sheep you have redeemed by the precious blood of your Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Last month, we had a wonderful experience of reading books with our students, and so we want to do it again on Saturday, 7 o'clock. Any of the young people who are watching on Zoom or any young people you know, you're invited to come and read books together. It's a great thing to do. You can find the link on the website. Most of you, I'm sure, have heard by now that Sister Jerry had a great fall and fractured her skull and is in rehab right now. We'd like to give her some encouragement and let her know we're thinking of her and supporting her. So Amy has little flowers in the back there. And if you would like to make a little note to Sister Jerry, we're going to make a little banner and be able to put it in her hospital room.
She can bring them to your seats if you didn't catch that. Just raise your hand if you want one.
The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
God's blessing upon us all. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.